Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I have broken Rita's evil spell, and now I step into the white light.
Hello and welcome to From the Command Center, a collaboration between the Pop Culture Network and the Geekcast Radio Network. I am one of your hosts, TFG and Mike. Joining me this time around is Scotty Cash. Hello.
What's up, man? Forgive me if I forget how to do this. It's been a while. Do I just talk into the mic and listen, or how's this work?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Okay, so a lot of feedback has come in through via Twitter. I don't have it all pulled up. A lot of people have been asking, oh, what about the podcast? What do you mean you're ending it? And what about this, and this? And I'm like, okay, calm down. We do have a plan here. Now, I don't know if the plan is going to work. Well, the reason why I say that is because Saban and Nickelodeon and all this and all that other stuff, I think Spada and I mentioned this last time in the Mutinies Mutiny three-parter commentary at the beginning of that one. If Saban does not release the rest of Super Megaforce by the end of this year, we're still going to end the podcast. We're still going to do the Megaforce general discussion episode, but it'll just be for whatever they have released to this point. I'm not putting this podcast off, closing it out, to wait on Super Friggin' Megaforce. I mean, they've been on God knows how long of a hiatus now. The show usually starts every February. I mean, unless it's going to start coming back up in, you know, September.
I think it is. I think I seen September 4th. Okay. That's a Saturday.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
I mean, is Super Megaforce supposed to be another 20 episodes to give the whole series 40 episodes total?
I'm not sure. I didn't see that anywhere.
Okay. Because part of my thinking with doing these final episodes for From the Command Center was this episode 46, will be – or sorry, episode 45 will be the White Light two-parter from Mighty Morphin. Next time in episode 46, the three of us will be together and talking about Forever Red. 47 is Dino Thunder, Legacy of Power, and Back in Black. 48 is the overall Megaforce / Super Megaforce discussion. And then 49 would be the Super Megaforce Legacy commentary, if the Legacy episode is even released by the time, you know, who knows. And people have been asking, well, what about the new movie? You haven't really talked about the new movie. Here's the thing. I want myself, Scotty, and Spada to be on an episode where all three of us can talk about the new movie and what's going on with it at once. I don't want to sit here and have a discussion with Spada on one episode and have a discussion with Scotty on another episode. That's kind of silly. I'd like all three of us to come together at once. And due to scheduling conflicts and the fact that, as people have heard last episode, Spada does have a newborn, you know, Spada couldn't be here tonight. But it's just one of those things where I don't want to keep repeating ourselves kind of thing. As far as Well, what about when the new movie comes out? People have been asking me. I'm like, yes, we will do a special episode. Just because the overall podcast coverage is ending doesn't mean we can't come back and do a special episode. We are going to do a commentary on the 1995 movie next year, because next year is its 20th anniversary. Oh, God, I'm old. So yes. I'm doing this right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not just stopping the podcast. I'm trying to give us a grand finale here, and then we'll kind of come back every now and then. So that way, I mean, we've been doing this thing, God, since 2010, 2011. I mean, for, you know, I think it's one of the longest running podcasts on the Geekcast Radio Network, 3, 4, 5 years, something like that. So it's been a while. Now let's talk about in briefly what our initial, when we were kids, let's talk about when we were kids, Scotty, when we first saw White Light. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like, I think we talked about this when we did season two, but
yeah, that was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was. I vaguely remember, like, when I watched it again, all of my thoughts came back to me, but I think I remember it being Billy and me being super excited. And then when I figured out it wasn't going to be Billy, I was irate because not only is Tommy gone, you know, Billy's not going to be the White Ranger. And now we're going to get some new poop Ranger and then end up being Tommy again. I was like, oh, the world is okay again.
Absolutely.
They lead it to be a couple different people, right? Wasn't like Jason, Dave, and Frank's like real life brother actually.
Yeah. Yes. They were guessing that it was going to be him, or it was going to be Tommy, or it was going to be somebody else. The other thing I want to bring up, I don't know if you got this, and if people heard my voice step away from the microphone because I got up to reach for something. This year, did you see that free comic book day?
Yeah.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers
book? Oh, no, I did not.
Oh, you didn't? I'll have to send this to you or at some point. I don't think we're going to cover it here since Scotty hasn't seen it. But it basically takes place right after White Light.
I need that comic book now.
Because it has like character bios in it. The first, let me see here. 1, 2, 3. Like the first 10 pages are character bios of the Rangers. It has a thing of Bulk and Skull, and the comic kind of start. The comic's title is "By Bug Betrayed," and they're all flying in Billy's flying bug, and it's basically after Tommy has become the new leader, and he's in his white uniform and everything else, and it's a fun little free comic book day issue that. Papercut Z. I've never heard of that publishing company, but Papercut Z put together. I honestly wish IDW Publishing would get rights to Power Rangers to do a Power Rangers ongoing series, because that would be amazing. I'll see if I can send this to you at some point, or if I can find a file online to send to you, because it's a really funny little book. You and I and Spada might do a special pullbag episode on this. I don't know. But I did want to bring that up in this episode since it does take place. This comic does take place shortly after Tommy becomes the leader of the Power Rangers.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's full of 90s cheese and it's so good. All right. So as usual, you guys are going to hear the Mighty Morphin call sign. We are going to do part one and part two in this podcast. You will hear some sort of audio or maybe just the call sign again when we're ready to do the part two commentary. I will also transition it to say, okay, well, that's part one, part two's coming up, etc. So get ready because here comes the call sign.
That's not too loud, is it? You can't hear that?
No, it's fine.
All right. This is the new intro, season two intro.
Brand new intro. I love this intro, Spade, and I talked about it last time. you know, we had run out of dumpster jokes, so it was kind of nice that they put a brand new intro on season two.
They did us a favor.
Yeah. And I do actually wish that they would, that more shows would do this. Some shows nowadays do it, some don't, but I wish more would do it. Some cartoon series should do, and I know it's a budget thing and whatever else, but there's Lord Zedd. Absolutely awesome. Good Lord. Vulcan Skull are so rude.
They're not very nice.
No, so rude.
Oh, look. Maybe he's the White Ranger. No, he can't be the White Ranger.
Lord.
Oh, my gosh. The White Ranger's Tommy. No, that wouldn't make any sense. He lost his powers.
And think about this. This is 90, you know, what is this? We're up to, what, 94 now?
This is season two, so yeah, like 94, 95, depending on when they restarted it.
Yeah. Think about this, though. Early 90s, people were still sending letters. Email had not become a thing yet.
Yeah. That is accurate.
Playing flag football in the park.
Yeah, with the worst throw ever. Oh, Curtis is going to be the White Ranger. That's awesome. Yes. Boy, that won't make any sense.
Oh, God. You said Curtis is going to be the White Ranger. It reminds me of Chasing Amy. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I have not.
Oh, my God. It's one of Kevin Smith's movies. This character in it called Hooper X, he says, and the biggest insult of all, Darth Vader, blackest brother in the galaxy, revealed to be a feeble, crusty old white man. What they're saying is, inside, we all wants to be white. I was like, oh my God. Cannot believe Kevin Smith wrote that. But as soon as you mentioned Curtis, sadly, that's the first thing I thought of. Okay, so Zordon and Alpha are doing this super secret project. They're shutting the main command center down. All the lights go out. And they don't even tell the Rangers anything. I understand that they want to keep it away from Lord Zedd, but I mean, does Lord Zedd really have the power to listen in on their communicators? I don't think so.
Well, for this episode, apparently he does.
Apparently. And oh, look. Continuity from last time, Spade and I do the mutiny commentaries when Zedd shows up. Squat and Babu are out of their little hiding place. I never understood that. I still don't to this day. At certain points, they're behind this wall looking through a peephole. And then at certain points, Squat and Babu are out with Goldar and Zedd.
Are you saying they're not allowed to move around the base?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure what their allowable movements are. While there's a Vulcan Skull scene here, let me just ask you, since you weren't on the mutiny commentary, what was your initial reaction when Lord Zedd showed up?
He was awesome. There's one scene, I don't remember what it was, but there was a scene where he has duct tape on his staff, and you can see it like bent and kind of hanging over. And I remember it like it was yesterday. My grandma goes, "That guy has duct tape on his staff. Why are we watching this?" So my grandma was always like, she wasn't necessarily like, grow up, you know, you're old, you're too old for this, but she was always just like, why do we have to watch this? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there watching Power Rangers, and sure enough, I used to record every one of them on the VCR.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Mm-hmm. So I rewind, and sure enough, there's a piece of duct tape hanging off of Lord Zedd's staff.
Look at Vulcan Skull. Oh, my God. the dumpster's back.
Dumpster joke. Quick.
She's going to the bathroom in her sleep? I don't know.
Fail.
She peed her dumpster.
There you go. Someone needs to change her dumpster.
Yep. There. Don't touch that. It's smoking.
Is this where they take... This isn't where they take it back to the garage,
yes.
Is it?
Okay. Yes, it is.
So this is... So, Rito's in this episode, too. Is that correct?
No, I don't think so. I don't think Rito shows up until they get married. Again, ladies and gentlemen listening to this, I do not remember, honestly, when Rito shows up in Season 2. I do know it is Season 2, though,
that's
I think.
Hot. He said, ooh, that's hot.
Well,
I remember Rito and Golar being in the garage with Bulk and Skull. I didn't know if that...
No, it's not... No,
that's... not this one?
No.
Oh, look, Jason, it seems like when you touch this thing, your hand glows for about 4 or 5 seconds. Science.
Yes.
Oh no.
I was right. It's actually not until after Rita marries Lord Zedd.
Oh yeah.
So if that's season two or season I think that's, ladies and gentlemen, I honestly don't remember at this point. But I do know I did remember that it was after the wedding.
Because her brother shows up. Yep. To the wedding, correct?
No, he shows up after.
Oh, I thought he was at the wedding.
No, after. Let's
see. Major Funky.
First appearance, Ninja Quest Part 1, heck which yeah. Was... It was Season 3, Episode 4, when Rito shows up. So, there you go. Maybe Ivan's going to show up out of that ooze.
Except for it's green, not purple.
Yeah, no.
So here's a question. If you're playing catch with your buddies and the football lands in like this straight like vomity goo thing, do you smell your hand? Like, what is this? I don't.
I love when he glows red.
Yes, he's angry.
Some of the clothes in the 90s, oh my gosh.
You know you wanted a Jason shirt.
That shirt he's wearing, it's like... Jason's in damn good shape here. I'm sorry, no one should wear horizontal stripes. No one. Whether you're in shape, whether you're not in shape, nope. Oh, I love that. Oh. That was amazing. She just moved out of the way. The putty kicked the other putties in the Z.
Hey, you would think that he would get tired. Like, he does a lot. I mean, and I know it's just for Flash, but as much as he flips and dances and goes crazy, he could take out the entire putty patrol. Because he's like, break dance, Booker T flip, and one punch.
Oh, God, I would love to see Walter Jones do a spin-a-rooney. Oh, my God, that would be amazing. That's one interview I would love to get is Amy Jo Johnson.
She doesn't do that though, right?
Not a lot that I know of. I know she talked with No Pink Spandex a couple of times, but I might have an in for us to get Austin though. Austin and Wes, the two Jasons.
Right.
Jason Font and Austin St. John.
How could you get Austin St. John? That would be amazing.
Well, he's online now. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he's everywhere now. He's like, I've seen pictures of him doing, you know, morphin sequences and stuff with fans at conventions and everything else.
So he's not in a cave anymore?
No.
I heard he was a caveman.
No.
Yeah, if you can get him, that'd be amazing, dude.
Yeah, that would be awesome. This thing fell out of the sky. How is that going to be the secret of the Power Rangers?
They're just trying to put them together.
Yeah. There's a face in the statue.
And it wasn't there earlier.
No, it was. It wasn't this defined earlier, oh. But it was there.
Did it have eyes in it earlier?
See, now I thought that was sunglasses. I thought, oh, hey, look, the T-1000.
There's my boy.
Yeah. And I guess orange is the new non-existent color of Power Rangers, since he's not wearing green or any other color. And then he just vanishes like something, like he's having a heart attack or something. Ah, my arm, my arm.
If you go by dates, how long is this episode after he loses his powers?
Oh boy, you would ask me that.
Because they were going to make... The White Ranger was originally going to be the dude from VR Troopers.
Right.
We talked about, what was it, Chris Steele?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Something very similar to that. But then there were so many letters and so many phone calls and demand for Tommy not to leave that they're like... Because there's even like a pilot episode where Tommy is the VR Trooper dude.
Mm-hmm.
But which you can find on eBay if anyone cares to see that. eBay? I mean YouTube. eBay for $9.99.
When did he lose his powers? It was Green No More.
I don't remember. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think so. Green No More. So Tommy attempts to retrieve the Rangers' morphers and escape from Zed's Otherworld. Okay. So Green No More two-parter was episode 12 and 13 of season 2. White Light is episode 17 and 18 of season 2, according to Netflix. So it's maybe about 5 or 6 episodes in between.
It just seemed like a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Maybe I wonder if there was a break.
There might have been. Honestly, dude, I remember Power Rangers being on every single friggin' day of the week without any breaks. Honestly, I remember, like, they didn't, I'm sure they did, but I honestly don't remember breaks like I do now. Like, we've had up to the Silver Lining two-parter in Super Mega Force. That's the last episode I saw of Super Mega Force. It's still on my DVR as far as to be recorded, but no new episodes have been recorded, and if it's coming... And that was back in, March, February, March. So they aired the first 6 episodes or something or other, and then just said, oh, nope, we got to do more production, or we got to do more this. So we're going to take a 9-month break. The show needs to have its own baby or something. I don't know. So they're in the command center. They go morph. Oh, they do all morph. I thought Billy stayed behind right here.
About to put somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. See those things? Those aren't her. They are her eyes, but they are more sunglass looking than actual. Unless they're just her eye sockets and she has no eyes. That's a little weird on Nimrod.
I think her eyes are just closed. I think those are her eyelids. That's quick.
Yeah, very quick.
Yeah, her eyes are just closed. Yeah. Well, those are her eyelashes, if you will.
All right, here we go. What did you think of this in Mutiny when you first saw it?
Did they do this in Mutiny?
That's where they got the new Zords.
Oh, I loved it. Absolutely loved this. I love this sequence.
Yeah.
Is Mutiny the first couple season episodes?
Two. Mutiny was the first three-parter of season two where Rita got canned, Lord Zedd showed up, and...
Yep. This song is still my music player, if you will.
Absolutely. That's just an amazing image, all five of them right there.
Yes.
That's awesome. How is it that the Red Dragon can look so cool as a Red Dragon, but when he turns into the Red Ranger Zord form, it just doesn't look right to me.
I love it. I love the Red Dragon Zord.
I like the dragon part of him. The robot version of him is just a little, I don't know.
He looks kind of ninja-y, and I like it. The only thing I didn't like was the other people basically didn't get to do too much while he was the Red Dragon Zord, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, her eyes are closed. I see it now that I saw it close up. A chainsaw. Angel Grove Chainsaw Massacre.
Great. And it's bulk. Well, at least we know we can get away.
Yeah. So Billy's in the command center looking for clues. Billy is the Fred of the Power Rangers.
Wow.
Ruh-roh, Red. What are we going to ruin now? There's Scooby when you really need him. Except Billy doesn't have the whole thing of setting traps.
Yeah. By chance... And I don't want to get off subject here, but have you had a chance to check out the new Scooby-Doo cartoon?
Mystery Inc.?
Yeah.
I've seen, the first episode on Netflix.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I've seen the first episode on Netflix. I've seen other episodes on Cartoon Network and Boomerang and stuff like that, but I haven't actually watched it all the way through.
See, this is right here is where I was mad.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
right there. Mad.
Mm-hmm. Right there. Yep. That'd be it. All right. So that's part one. We're left on a cliffhanger. That was a little bit of amazing. So up next, we're going to get into the part two commentary after this.
We are back.
New intro. You know, I almost wish that this was a full-on, like, one-hour special. Because the way they leave it, it just killed me as a kid. And then the next week, it's like, hey, new intro, yay! It's like, really? Get to the episode already. It's a little crazy. Now, at this point, this is 94, 95. You know, this is 94, actually. You know, they've had one full season. God knows how long of a time frame it is in the actual show that they've known Zordon. But, like, what really kind of, you know, kind of gets me is, like, Billy is more, he's curious about the new Ranger. But once we get to the scene, we're not there yet. We're at Lord Zedd here. Here we go. When we get here, he's telling them about, you know, them building a new Ranger. And you know, once he does tell them here, he's like, Kimberly, like, goes all crazy. Zach says, like, who's this new white guy? Why are we going to...
Right.
I didn't mean to say it like that, but, you know, why are we going to take orders from him? Why this? Why that? And it's like, really? Seriously? Zordon and Alpha have never lied to you before. Why are you going to all of a sudden,
it's a secret. You don't really want your dad keeping a secret from you about bringing a new brother into the family, do you?
No, and I understand that part of it, but, like, you know, at least... Yeah, see, look.
Who's this new guy, dude?
Yeah. I mean, I get the way they feel, but it's one of those things where they've known Zordon and Alpha so long to this point, they know that they would never lie to them. And, I mean, sure, it's an emotional moment and everybody has a right to get emotional, but it's just a little strange.
Yeah, I mean, before they start freaking out, they could maybe go ask a question. But I guess by the time they go and ask the question, the new Ranger's already ready.
Yep. Bulk and Skull are ready to give up.
Oh, no. Skull's got an idea. This is where they use the toy, right?
Think so,
pretty
yes.
Sure. Or I should say uses a toy because it was never released.
Yeah.
We've already de-established that.
Yes. They're just sitting around looking for Lauren, like they're waiting to hear back on if the offer they made on that house went through.
Everybody cross your fingers, he's calling. Go ahead, Zordon. Oh, so I made a mistake then. So this isn't the episode where a bunch of people were going to be the White Ranger. It was the Gold Ranger that was expected to be so many different people.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't the White Ranger.
Yeah, that's the Gold Ranger, but you know, she did say that, you know, why couldn't Tommy have had these powers, and then, you know, oh, who could it be? Are they gonna bring in a new cast member and all this and all that? But luckily they didn't do that. It's like, ah, my eyes, my eyes.
Hey guys, I'm back.
Now, Spada did point out to me in the Mutiny commentary that when it's them in the suits, when it's the actual actors in the suits, the US footage, it has the latches on the helmets. See the little latches right there that he's pulling? The Sentai footage doesn't have that.
Oh. Doesn't she pass out?
Yes. Billy just smiles. That's one way to go to a commercial break, having Kimberly pass out.
Yep. We got you.
Oh my god, his laugh is... Ugh, it's evil. Zordon should never laugh, ladies and gentlemen. It's evil.
Kim.
So, I know Jason's a stand-up guy in the show and all this and all that stuff, but, like, he's ready to just accept that he's no longer the leader of the Power Rangers.
It's a team.
I mean, I know it's a team, but...
It depends on your character, to be honest. And I don't mean, like, character as an acting character. Like, your self-character. Like, if you're if you're a 100% team player, you know, if it's going to better your team, if you're the quarterback of a team and... You have a better quarterback, a rookie quarterback that's going to do your team better. Let him in, you know?
Oh, God. It's like...
Jason understands
it's like,
that.
Yeah. It's like Jason is Drew Bledsoe and Tommy is Tom Brady.
Exactly. And Drew Bledsoe's like, look, I'm hurt. Go ahead.
Lord.
I think it's safe to say that the Green Ranger is still by far my favorite Ranger, costume-wise anyways. Tommy the Green Ranger is my favorite Power Ranger character.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but you think about this. Tommy started the Sixth Ranger thing. Mm-hmm. Like, he was the first Sixth Ranger as the Green Ranger. And the Dragon Dagger and the Dragon Zord were amazing. The green costume looked great. But the white costume is equally great. I mean, he has a special power that nobody else has. He has Saba, he has the White Tiger Zord, which we have yet to see, but we'll see here in a few minutes.
You ruined it for everyone.
Well,
a giant can opener would just happen to be
a giant can opener. Yes. The show is over 20 years old. If people don't know this by now, I mean, come on now.
They've been waiting for our podcast, Mike.
Right, 20 years ago, podcasting wasn't even around.
They knew. They could see. They had a globe like that. They could see the future.
Oh, my God.
Go over to the viewing globe. Is that a giant cardboard can opener? What are they doing? That's what
It's a giant can opener.
That's what I would have said.
Yep.
You got it, Zordon.
I would really love to know how they did the effect of them in the morphers. Because it looks like it's them standing there with an image over their heads.
I don't know. It's a good question. Doesn't he fall down? He flips over backwards.
Yes. Yeah, because it responds to Tommy's moves. Yeah.
Sure could have fooled me. I love their fight scenes.
Boom. You just destroyed my life vest. Yep.
Also on the podcast, or I mean on the iPod.
Yep.
White Ranger. Sorry.
He's never had a partner before.
Except for the Dragon Sword and the other five guys on my team.
And this is the first time he's actually been inside a Zord. Yeah. Like, he never was in Dragon Zord.
Was he not in the Zord when they combined?
No.
He would have had to have been. He wouldn't have been on top of the Ultra Dino Zord or whatever.
I only remember Tommy only playing the flute to have them join. And by the time Ultra Zord happened... This is just me going off memory, ladies and gentlemen. You can correct me in the comments or shoot me an email. I'm not sure
if you're wrong.
Yeah. I don't ever remember Tommy being inside the Zord at all, because by the time the powers were lost, or not, but by the time Titanus came around, I think Jason had the shield. I think Jason had, yeah, Jason had the dragon dagger at that point.
Did he?
Yeah. I think. I could be wrong, but I think. Again,
I'm going to email you if you're wrong. Yeah, hey, they got the lashes on their helmet. This must be the American version.
Yep.
Leave the Spada to ruin everything.
Well, that's good information.
It doesn't really matter. Oh, I love this part.
Yep.
I understand it's a show, and I don't want to nitpick, but how in God's name did he know that those balls in the back just happened to go in that thing's mouth and shoot out? Did he give him a manual before they introduced him as the White Ranger?
Maybe.
A how-to video?
But maybe. But you got to think about this. Right here, when he does that with Saba and puts that ball in the thing, that's where a later Power Rangers series would do the exact same thing. They take certain things and insert them somewhere and whatever else. So that White Ranger kind of started the whole thing there.
Yeah.
Tell me something I didn't know.
Contact Jason.
What in the hell was that?
What was it?
The giant ball in the sky that went right to his hand. I shall joust at thee. This is the first time Tommy ever had his own Zord that turned into a robot.
True that.
That's awesome right there. Did they ever make a toy of this thing?
Well, you had to just combine them.
Oh.
You're done. Don't they? Can't they? I think he shoots the Firebird, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love that move. I always love that move.
Especially the awesome, like, Tron effect looking thing.
Yep. Absolutely. And it's better used as a wrist gauntlet than a waistband.
I can.
Because in the actual. The Firebird, because the Firebird is better as a wrist gauntlet than a waistband, because when the Thunder Zord is fully
nothing.
Operational, it does nothing. It's basically a skirt for the Thunder Zord.
Oh, they're tuckered out.
Yep. Tuna can. Yeah, the back image of that's a toy.
Yeah, after four or five episodes, it's time to conquer Earth.
They just pass out.
Yeah.
I love that.
I wish they would put her in her shoebox.
The toy moved. Wow. The hands moved.
Yep.
Why was that never released?
I don't know. They probably built it for that episode and they just never released it. Someone clayed it up real quick, sculpted it. Where to go? Here's a better question. Why are you in my garage? You've never come over to my house.
Yeah, I almost think it would have been better if they stayed Rangers. This has got to hurt.
At least for now.
So all's well that ends well.
That's right. Welcome back, Tommy and Green. Now it's ruined.
Well, no, it is a white frosted cake, so I mean, putting a green frosting for the welcome back, it's
all right. You know. If inside the cake is mint, then you don't have an argument. Oh, really? Oh, this is going to somebody's face.
Guess where it's going to be going?
Not Bulk or Skull.
Yep.
Surely not.
Yep.
Surely not.
Yep.
I'll be damned.
And it was yellow cake.
I don't know why they found it necessary to throw stuff in their faces every single
time. They just leave. It's good to see that things never change. Oh, white light.
Samurai was great at that. At least once an episode, Bulk was getting something in his face or he was falling into something.
Yep. All right, that's going to do it for the commentary on White Light. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and give you our overall thoughts on the two episodes And that'll be about it for this podcast. We'll be back after this.
Kid?
Yes?
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film, Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth and Beyond the Night only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Kid?
Yes, Michael?
Just keep driving.
There! The master control panel is back online and full power is restored.
Good work, Alpha.
Everything is ready, Zordon. And it's time to summon the Rangers. This is so exciting.
Zordon and Alpha must be finished.
Zordon.
Rangers, please teleport to the command center immediately.
We're on our way.
Remember, Zordon and Alpha know what they're doing.
That's right. We shouldn't question their judgment, huh?
All right, let's get this over with.
Welcome, Power Rangers. This promises to be a momentous occasion. You're about to meet the newest member of your team. As you are aware, the Green Ranger's power was completely decimated by his last few battles. Alpha and I felt it was time to create an even more powerful Ranger to combat Lord Zedd and his diabolical evil. To that end, a candidate was selected, and a new Power Ranger was created. And now, my friends, I present to you the White Ranger. White Ranger, the time has come to reveal your identity.
Guess who's back?
All right, folks. Well, White Light 1 and 2. I know you said during the commentary of part two that the Green Ranger will still be your favorite version of Tommy, and that's, you know, that's perfectly fine. That's your opinion. I still do love the Green Ranger as well. But once he became the White Ranger, I think it was because it was no longer a problem, him being a Ranger. Because that was part of the problem, him being the Green Ranger, because his powers were created by evil. And Zordon specifically says in this two-parter, because his powers were created in the light of goodness, they can never be taken away. So we won't ever get another plot with Rita trying to steal Tommy's powers again. Or Zedd trying to do the same. I should say Zedd because Rita's off in space again. White Light 1 and 2, I loved it. Every bit of it. What about you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's we've mentioned plenty of times that a lot of TV shows didn't put together one or two three-parters like the Power Rangers did. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we're not just being biased because we're Power Ranger fans. It's just, this is good television. It was just a good story, good dialogue, you know, for being 1994 anyway, you know.
Yeah,
but
very true.
What were you going to say?
No, I said that is very true, yeah.
But I would almost say that I like the Gold Ranger's costume second, and then the Tiger Zord costume third. If we were going in order here, but yeah, the Green Ranger is by far just the helmet, just everything about the Green Ranger, the Dragon Zord, the flute, just everything. It was the first of its kind, the first Sixth Ranger, the story behind how he became, you know. Mm-hmm. But yes, I mean, it's definitely the White Ranger is definitely awesome, and I do like how the Tiger Zord can be his own robot, and he's not a small, like when the Red Dragon Zord is the Dragon Zord, it looks pretty big. When it turns into a robot, it's like a smaller version of a robot.
It's the smaller version of the Thunder Zord. Yeah.
Exactly. Which, yeah. You know.
And that's what I was saying earlier in the commentary when that scene came up. I like it being the Red Dragon Zord before it turns into a robot, because the robot looks like a...
It's almost like Ninjor.
If he's... If not that this would ever happen, but if the Red Dragon Zord robot form is standing next to the Thunder Megazord, I know that cannot happen because the Red Dragon Zord is part of the Thunder Megazord. Right. But if it was, it would be like the Red Dragon Zord is the mini-me of the Thunder Megazord.
Right.
White Light, again, absolutely love it. I've always loved Tommy as a character, no matter what color he is. As you know, way back when we did the Turbo episode, I did have huge issues with them basically taking away a lot of his character development. But I did like him in Turbo. It was a new evolution. I loved it. When we get to it next time is Forever Red. Oh my God. Because it had been so long since we had seen Tommy. And in that episode, Bulk and Skull are at this like beach club juice bar thing. And the phone rings and they're like, should we bother him? Should we bother? It's like he's their boss or something. He's not. I don't think he is. But it's like, just seeing that. I mean, it was.
Exactly.
It was amazing. So yeah, overall, White Light, very, very well done two-parter. Great introduction or reintroduction of Tommy Oliver as the White Ranger. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, coming up next is Forever Red. That episode, we will be talking about the new movie and what news items I can find about the new movie. Any other thoughts on White Light before I close out?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything. It's good.
Very good, very good. All right, that's going to do it. You can find Pop Culture Network on YouTube. You can also go to popculturenetwork.com. You can find us at geekcastradio.com. And we will catch you next time. May the power protect you, because next time we get Forever Red.
Hey, Skull, what's that sound?
I think it's those gray guys behind you.
What gray guys? Hey, Skull.
Yeah, Bulky.
They're coming toward us. We need the Power Rangers.
Let the power protect you.